All right, so what are the Detroit Lions all about? A very talented team, 1-3. We've been talking about them all week. Let's go to Detroit now and find out from the inside, how good is the Detroit Lions football team and how desperate are they coming into Philadelphia this weekend? We talked to Tim Twentyman from DetroitLions.com. And, Tim, I don't know. We're trying to figure out that football team. It must be pretty perplexing for you to be sitting there 1-3.
Yeah, I think we're trying to figure it out, too, and so are they. And I think you look at this football team, you look at this roster, and all you can say to yourself is this is a good team with good players who are playing bad and making bad plays. And I think it's really as simple as that. You know, they've kind of shot themselves in the foot with special teams lapses and penalties, and they've given up 6 non-defensive touchdowns. And when you're losing close games, you guys know all about close games over there. And when you're having those negative plays in close games, they're the difference sometimes. And the Lions have been on the wrong end of some close games this year.
Let's talk about the level of frustration. What are you noticing from Coach Schwartz, from the leaders on the football team? It's still a young team that many believe will be a power in the NFC for years to come. How are they dealing with this 1-3 start?
Yeah, they're frustrated, certainly. You know, Kyle VandenBosch and some of these leaders on this team. And I think Nate Burleson, the wide receiver, said it best right before the Lions went on the bye when they said, look, we need to get back to being that kid on the playground who has to prove himself. And they played with an edge last year. You know, they were trying to prove themselves. They were trying to prove to the whole league that they were good. And you know, maybe they got a little bit of swagger from that playoff run last year in that 10-win season. And started to maybe read some clippings, and they haven't seemed to play with that edge, and that's what I've gotten with talking to, with some of these veteran players, that they need to get back to that. They need to get kind of that junkyard dog mentality that they had the last couple of years trying to prove themselves, and I think that's what they're going to try to do moving forward.
All right, let's go into the offensive side first. Really explosive passing attack, Tim, and Matthew Stafford establishing himself as one of the game's best, but the running game really not as productive as I'm sure the coaching staff would like. How do you see Detroit's offense matching up against Philadelphia's aggressive defense?
Yeah, they are aggressive. And what teams have been doing to the Lions is, you know, they've seen the game tape and they said, look, you know, the way you stop the Lions' offense is you play too high, you know, safety shell and get those guys back there and don't let Calvin Johnson and Matthew Stafford beat you with big plays. Make them go 10 plays, 11 plays, 12 plays. Use their run game, which they haven't proven, like you said, that they can be efficient and consistent with, and then wait for the Lions to make a mistake or not convert a third down, which has been their problem. And it's been a successful formula. And it'll be interesting, I think, to see how the Eagles come out this week and play. You mentioned they're an aggressive defense. The Lions have seen 5 snaps of man coverage in 296 plays on offense this year. That's an astounding number. Teams have found the formula to kind of stop that offense. We'll see if the Eagles kind of follow suit in the copycat league.
What kind of offensive line does Detroit have? How effective has it been? The Eagles, not the number of sacks they want to have, only 7 through 5 games, but still Jim Washburn, the wide 9, you guys do the same thing, up the field, get to the quarterback kind of mentality.
Yeah, it's been a mixed bag. You know, I think against Tennessee, they were really good. Against the 49ers, not so much. They struggled, the week before the bye against Minnesota Vikings. And so, you know, they've been pretty good against the pass in terms of keeping Matthew Stafford upright. They're still in the middle of the league in terms of preventing sacks. But it's been their run blocking that's been the issue. It's been missed assignments. It's been, you know, one block here, one block there. They had 3 runs for losses that really stunted 3 drives in that Vikings game. And they've really struggled to run block this year. And that's been the biggest concern, I think, with Jim Schwartz and the coaching staff in terms of that offensive line. They need to fix that because they need to get that running game going to get people and opponents out of that kind of 2-shell zone defense.
Hey, Tim, health-wise, Brandon Pettigrew's name's on the injury list. Your feeling on him, will he go? Big part of that Detroit passing game?
Yeah, he's been dealing with a little bit of a knee, but I don't suspect it'll be an issue. He was back on the practice field yesterday. He was limited, but I still see him playing. He is a big part, and I don't think that's a major concern at this point.
Okay. The Detroit Lions defense, we get to see something a little familiar here. The wide 9, which means the defensive ends line up wide, at least one of them does on the strong side, tries to get that outside edge against Michael Vick, who has been a turnover a challenged quarterback here through 5 games. I wonder what the Detroit Lions are contemplating doing against Mr. Vick and company?
Yeah, you know, they've been mixing it up quite a bit in terms of their defensive line. They've been mixing guys up. They've been kind of moving Ndamukong Suh from the three technique to the five and getting out of the wide nine sometimes and really been mixing it up. I think the defensive coordinator Gunther Cunningham's done a really good job that way. You know, you mentioned the turnovers. Lions haven't gotten an interception yet, which is amazing for the way that defensive line can get after opposing quarterbacks. And what teams have really done against the Lions is take those three-step drops and take snaps out of shotgun and really try to neutralize that front. And you mentioned Vic with the turnovers, and that's going to be one of the keys to this game, I think. The Lions need to start forcing turnovers, especially with their offense struggling a little bit the way it's been. And Vic's obviously, given teams opportunities to force turnovers. And really all these defenders that I've talked to this week, that's a big part of this game. They've got to get one or two, try to get an interception, and really turn the momentum of the game, something they haven't been doing these first four games.
Tim, we think we're having problems with our special teams. The return game hasn't been very strong. They've given up a lot of yards in kickoff coverage. But you have seen some just really major meltdowns in coverage. Punt returns for touchdowns, kickoff returns for touchdowns the last couple of games. What's the solution there? What's the hope? And are we going to just see two special teams that are picking each other apart on Sunday?
Yeah, we might. I don't want to hear any complaints about Eagles special teams, right? After what I've had to watch the last few weeks. But, yeah, it cost them that game last week. Their defense gives up 6 points last week, and they lose that game 20-13 because of what you mentioned, a kickoff return touchdown, a punt return touchdown. Four in the last two games. First time an NFL team has done that since 1940. So they have some severe issues there, but there's not a lot you can do roster-wise. I mean, you're talking on special teams, bottom of the roster guys. They're playing a lot of rookies, a lot of young guys. And Danny Crossman, the special teams coach, said last week that, look, I just need to do a better job of coaching them up. The players that we have are the players that we have. And they do have some good ones. They have some veteran guys like a John Wendling and a Kasim Osgood, who's been to three Pro Bowls as a special teamer. So I think they're still trying to kind of figure it out and find the right blend of veterans and rookies, among those special team units. The good thing for them is they've had 2 weeks to work on it. I think we'll maybe see a little bit of a switch in terms of some personnel, some guys, maybe a veteran or two on that unit that wasn't there. When they face the Vikings, but that's certainly been a problem, and it's something that they focused on and looked at real closely over the bye week. We'll see how they come out against a very talented Eagles team with Deshaun Jackson and some of those other guys back there.
Hey, last one for me, Tim. Level of frustration overall here. I mean, you've had to stew after a loss for a couple of weeks now, coming back from a bye week. What's the mood like around the Detroit Lions?
Well, all the players that I talked to said the bye week came at a perfect time for them. It allowed them to get back away from football and just take their mind off of it. And now they're back. They're starting the second quarter of their season. They break it down into four quarters, four game segments, and it's kind of a fresh start for them. You obviously can't forget 1-3, but you can look forward. They've got three road games in their next four. After Sunday's game, they head to Chicago on Monday night, a division game, a rival. So they need a victory in the worst way, and I think they're refreshed, they're healthy, and they're looking at this game as a must-win.
Tim Twentyman, DetroitLions.com. See you on Sunday. Thanks so much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
All right, no problem, guys.